The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples set out for Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them. When they saw him, they fell down before him, though some hesitated. Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands I gave you. And know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. We are also asked by the bishops of England and Wales to reflect on World Communications Day, to look at the commandment given by Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commandments I gave you. When Jesus spoke these words, the way to achieve this was to find individuals or groups of people whom you would personally address. So you would visit them at home, at their places of work, at their place of worship, or outside on the way. The main means of communications was the spoken word. In order to communicate effectively, a few essential elements are required. First, you need a source. For example, a person who wants to convey a message. Then this message needs to be coded, for example, in a specific language, like English. Then you need transmitters, somebody or something that can carry the message. Then you need a decoder, something or somebody capable of translating the spoken word into what can be understood, so that at last the receiver gets what was intended. In most cultures, there are party games like Chinese whispers, when after a while the message is so distorted that it becomes very funny. A lot of comedies are also based on these noises, which are failings in the communication system. Even if things are written down and both people speak the same language, the scope for disagreement is still very large in many occasions. A good example is the Bible, translated in all major languages of the world, but within each language group there are many different translations of the original manuscripts. This leads often to quite contrasting views on what actually was said and what it meant. The Catholic Church has its magisterium, teaching office, that settles disputes when needed and when essential for understanding the Word of God written, that is, the book in the Bible, correctly. But unlike the Reformed churches, the Catholic Church does not base its understanding of the Word of God on the written Word only, not sola scriptura, but also on the Word of God unwritten, that is, tradition. That means that it is handed over from person to person by means of words, but also of actions, for example, as expressed in the liturgy. Today, unlike in the days of Jesus, we are in a position to bring all these forms of communication to a global level, not even thought of a few years ago. Most of us use or benefit from the current wireless forms of communication. This means that within a few inches, An individual can be located and also access a source of information that is beyond description. However, all these systems require equipment, setting up, maintenance, and updating. They also cost money. And there is another big disadvantage. Try as we might, they are of no use if we want to contact God. God doesn't have a mobile phone number. God doesn't have email. God doesn't have a postbox. God does not Twitter. So how do we get hold of God? How do we get in contact with Jesus? Jesus, who died and rose from the dead, who showed himself to several people and now has ascended into heaven. How do we communicate with him who is no longer bodily on this earth? The answer is, of course, prayer. So, when we want to speak to God or listen to God, there is no need to have a mobile phone, no need to worry about a charger, no need to worry whether you have any credit left, no need to worry whether there will be a signal. None of these are needed. What is needed is what we have already been given. Given by God at the moment of our conception, that is our eternal soul. A soul that is capable to communicate without seeing, hearing, listening, touching, facilities that are limited by our human body. A soul that knows, as Jesus assures us in the gospel, that he is with us always. A praying soul that enables us to be in full communion with God, now, for the rest of our lives. Yes, to the end of time.